Lisa's Rock Calendar.
I sometimes wish that there was someone to document everything that the Jets did over their career. Well, no, just the dates they played.
Yeah, maybe the
certainly
dates.
I don't want a stenographer, I'll tell you that.
I was going to say.
We did talk about doing a reality show one time.
Oh, my God.
But it would just be like this. Oh, I was a beep. Just a lot of beeping.
Yeah, a lot of beeping and a lot of...
Yeah, yeah, that's right. In the end, we decided not to do that.
Okay. But someone, like it was your choice.
Someone kept tabs on the police when they first did their first ever gig, 1977, on this very day.
Yeah.
At a little place called Rebecca's in Birmingham in England.
Awesome.
So Sting talks about it like it was this great triumph. The gig went off without a hitch. We did three encores and left triumphantly, yep, walking through the crowd. Andy Summers, their guitarist, he's a bit older, and yep, I imagine has a bit more perspective. He said they were supposed to do an hour set that was over in 12 minutes, and they kind of just skulked through the crowd to get off stage. So it's funny, because for one guy to say we did three encores,
yeah,
and the other guy to say it was over in 12 minutes, maybe he was only there for the encores. I don't know. But what an amazing legacy, and what a fine body of work Police put out over the years.
Mate.
Huge tensions within the band as they wound down, and they often say that that the Police's last album was actually Sting's first solo album, because the other guys just...
They were out.
They were not enjoying the process at all. They've reformed a couple of times. Only for the cashola, but I don't think there was ever any, let's rekindle our love.
Mm.
I think they just all entered into the agreement as businessmen, took huge wads of cash and moved on with their lives.